from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, my guy Bruce, according to Forbes magazine, now officially a billionaire.
Oh, I thought you were going to go in the other direction with the story I sent you.
Yes, you did. You sent me a story that Bruce is, there were some who were, they were speculating that he was going to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
And do a final farewell tour. And he said, absolutely not. And he will keep, he's going to keep playing until the end.
All right.
This is a, I'm getting very nervous, extreme potential Hillman jinx scenario. So we should not talk about it anymore. But last month, Forbes estimated that Bruce is now worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.1 billion.
Wow. He's not that old, though, right?
Yeah, he's in his 70s. I mean, what do you consider old?
That's not that old. Like, for a potential jinx scenario, I don't think that that's...
74.
Yeah, I think that we're in the clear for another at least 10 years.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope for another, you know, 30.
Can you see him performing in his 80s? Wow.
I don't know that he'll be, like, you know, hoisting himself up on the microphone and on the mic stand and, like, you know, hanging there for an hour.
But think about...
Who's the oldest to do it? To, like, tour?
Well,
the guy who's just... He was just...
What?
Is it Frankie Valli?
I believe so. I think he's in his 90s.
Mitch, I got to speak directly to our vice president of Twitch services. There's a huge controversy going on with Frankie Valli, who is 90-something.
Yeah.
And he's outperforming. He's clearly lip-syncing. But he can't even lip-sync. And people are asking, this will happen to me at some point, they're asking his friends and family to please step in and stop. We should, if Mitch can find it, we should take a look at the video because it is, it's not, Wiggy and I were talking about it the other day in the office. It's not nice. Like, it's not... It's very uncomfortable.
Now, this is a jinx scenario. He's 90 years old. He had to cancel shows for COVID last week.
Yeah, no.
So
I understand it's a jinx scenario. I mean, that's okay. I'm okay with it. He's lived a long, long, long time.
So is 90, you know, the max of that somebody's gone on tour performing?
I think Tony Bennett was touring into his 80s.
Yeah, like it would have to be those standard performers, you know? Yeah, like
Elton guys, John, 77.
No, well, see, Elton's more in the Bruce world.
Elton stopped. He's only doing, like, private shows. Right. He's not touring anymore.
And that's why I was a little concerned for Greg, because when you look at all of Greg's kind of like world of performers, they're all kind of stopping. Phil Collins.
Well, yeah, he had a medical issue.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, Aerosmith is stopping. They're done. Aerosmith is done.
You talked about Elton John. So when I saw that, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Mitch, if you're able to find that, just give me a heads up.
Frankie Valli's still going.
It's horrifying that they're making him do it. It's got to be
Smokey still performs too, and he's in his 80s.
But you need the
okay.
You see that?
Yeah.
He looks good though.
Look at the poor thing.
Yeah.
He can't even lip sync.
No.
Like, his mouth is not even moving.
Oh.
He's so old.
It's but he
so
looks good awful.
He does
90.
Look good. That
He does not look good.
That
he
jacket, does. The suit fits well. I mean, yeah. He's moving.
Well, his arms moving.
Well, his legs
and
moved his a little bit.
No, I mean.
Doing some
I'll take that at 90 yeah. any day.
Smokey Robinson still performs, and he's in his 80s.
This is Chris in the truck. Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys. Hi, Coco.
Hi.
How you doing? One thing I'm not confused about, like, what day it is today, like Wiggy said. I'm not confused about Drake May being the number one starter. My opinion is whether it's Elliott Wolf, Gerard Mayo, or ABP saying that Jacoby's number one starter, I think that fueled Drake May to being the number one starter, that he outplayed him in preseason, and he deserves it.
It could be. I mean, I don't, you know, does Drake May need that? I mean, I don't know. He's a number three pick. He could have been arguably a number two pick. Mm-hmm. I don't, does he need that? Does he need that? I have no idea. I mean, are we using, you know, Jedi mind tricks on somebody in the NFL to get them to motivate themselves for training camp?
I think when you... Because the question of always being confused is why do you draft a guy three? Okay, if you want to try to convince me you're afraid he might get hurt, all right, you might be able to convince me. I'm not coming on your side, but I can see why you're saying that. But then when I say, well, what happens if the guy in front of him gets hurt? And then you go, well, they'll probably put Zappi or Milton in there. Then you're really like, you're like, no way, you're way off of this here. Because there's no way you draft a guy number three to have him be the third string quarterback. When is the last time you've seen the third overall pick be the
unless you have decided that you're not going to win a single football game this season, and you're throwing it out and throwing it to the wind and saying, you know what, I don't want to risk Drake May for this entire season. And it's Brissett and whoever the third guy is, whether it's Zappi or Joe Milton, and we're not going to risk it.
But why would that? That just doesn't make any sense. You're just playing to lose? What? Who does that?
I agree with you. You cannot explain to me why Gerard Mayo is on this show yesterday saying that Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett throughout training camp. And he has not been determined to be the starter yet.
Yeah, it's insane to me. Drake May should be starting day one. Like, it shouldn't have even been a question. The day he got drafted was the day he should have been named the week one starter.
Yeah, and it doesn't add up. Because let's look at some history. And what our boy
Mayo brought up history yesterday on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we've all seen what has happened with rookie quarterbacks who don't, whatever he went on to say, don't start well or whatever. I mean, where are the examples of that, of recent note? Because we talk about it all the time.
Right. Everybody's going to go to Sam Darnold, but I don't really buy into that. And our boy Dan from ESPN, don't we have him on? Like, he's on one of the shows here.
Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah, he's on during that, right? Don't we have
him? He's been on ours.
Yeah, right. Well, I would say to him, the Detroit Lions, and I kind of remember this, the Detroit Lions didn't win a football game and then drafted Matthew Stafford. And Matthew Stafford started, and I believe he was the number one overall pick. So it doesn't – you should be fired if you draft a kid number three and then have him as your third-string quarterback. That's a fireable offense.
Especially because if it's because you're worried about ruining him. Like,
well, I mean, it's either if that is going to be the outcome, it's either you're worried about ruining him or you're worried that he's going to get his head knocked off because you could not put together a reasonable offensive line to protect him.
Then why didn't you put together a better offensive line in the offseason?
I asked that all day yesterday. Why didn't you?
That is a responsibility of the front office.
Well, it's just spending.
Mm-hmm.
It's just signing somebody free agent wise.
There was a bunch of guys out there too. Jonah Williams, Jonah Jackson. Like there's Tyron Smith, Trent Brown. You could have brought back. Like there's a million guys out there.
But the season ends,
mm-hmm.
and you're identifying. You're the brain trust. You're identifying problems with the football team.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, apparently, I guess in their mind was quarterback. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd agree with that.
Number two, would that not have been offensive line?
It would be O-line or wide receiver. Could go either way for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the issue is back to my lead. Maybe you couldn't get a decent free agent offensive lineman to come here because of the millionaire's tax.
Maybe.
$50 million in cap space. You could have overpaid for somebody.
Yeah.
When you think of ruining a guy, it's generally the coach ruins him because the coach doesn't show his, not, I don't want to use the word confidence.
Support.
That is it. As a player, if I know my coach supports me, and even though I know, like, I don't have to constantly be looking over my shoulder, I might take some lumps. I might have some issues, but I won't get ruined because I know I have the support.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they're going to do that with this kid. Like, I don't think they're not going to support him and saying, hey, you're our guy.
Hope you're right. This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Greg, good morning.
What's up?
I am in your adoptive state of Maine.
Oh.
We are on our way home from Freiburg, Maine. Have you ever been to the Freiburg Fair?
I have. I'm not a big fair guy. I enjoy things that are obviously deep fried that are not normally deep fried, but I don't find much to do. I don't find much to do at a fair.
Okay. Well, if you just people watch, you would really enjoy it. So here's my mother and I have been in Freiburg for 3 days, and I told you guys last week, I told Wiggy or 2 weeks ago, that I'm going to be the ambassador. I think I said for EEI, but more the ambassador for the Greg Hill Show.
Thank you.
And I'm going to identify three of your fans that are local business owners. Brad Littlefield, our neighbor, he's a builder, loves your show.
Yeah.
We've got... I can't make this one up. Andy Bag of Donuts. That's the guy's name. He's at the transfer station. Great guy. Loves your show. Yeah. Very sports-minded. And the third one is Kit from the hardware store. But I've been recruiting and recruiting and recruiting. In fact, I'll leave you with this. We just left the house, and one of the neighbors, Alex, loves your show. He's from the Cape. And I said, just listen to the radio, and we'll be on. But I'm doing whatever I can to recruit all these people because the show is absolutely phenomenal, and I know that.
Well, Derek, I really appreciate
that's
that.
So
I appreciate
nice.
Thank you so much.
Derek's like, he's our guy out there.
We are all, including Courtney, doing our parts.
Send him a pen.
Is he the traveling salesman of the Greg Hill Show?
Yes, he is.
We still giving those away?
What?
Those pens? Send him a pen. No. Send him one of the...
Courtney gave it away by accident yesterday.
Yep. But we are recovering. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard from my mom yet this morning, so she's thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that I would assume that they're going to be monitoring your Instagram.
Yeah, like I'm on child lock.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Mm. Was Santo upset?
He wouldn't be, because he knew that I was panicked.
Yeah.
So he would not be upset with me. He was like, it's going to be okay.
Santo's on board. Let's be honest. I mean, he takes the pictures for.
So weird about this. You keep trying during the brace to convince Courtney to do OnlyFans.
Because she's already said it. She could have made
She has not said that.
She said, when I initially put it on to her about her feet photos, that Santo was willing... And he would be, obviously, he's the cameraman.
Yep.
And we've talked about so many people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, how many people make a ton
of
money?
I don't think I could go topless. Like, I think he would have standards, you know?
That's what we talked about. I don't think Santa would have an issue. Her dad, I get it. But the husband... I don't think he's going to have a problem with that.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't have a problem.
What are you talking about?
I wouldn't have
a problem. You would let Talina go fully nude?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I know. I agree. But
I wouldn't have a problem with that because, like you said, I'd be the one behind the camera, and we'd be like, all right, this angle, that angle, not this angle. Now, if it's my daughter, that's a completely different thing. So I understand what your father's thinking.
Driven by the almighty dollar. Who isn't?
Right.
I mean, let's be honest.
We all are.
Stop it with the lies.
Yeah. Okay, but it's your wife.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You don't want Talina on OnlyFans you can make a buck?
It's not like that movie with Woody Harrelson and.
Yeah, it's an indecent proposal?
Yes. It's not like that. It's like I'm sending her up to the penthouse with some guy who's giving
Robert
me a.
Robert Redford. It was Robert Redford.
It was Robert Redford. Yes. That's like on the better money.
Yeah.
No, but you have complete control of it. Think about nowadays. Was it you that did the...
You're capping. Everybody in the Twitch chat says you're so capping.
I'm not.
And you're doing it just to get under Courtney's skin.
No, my wife would tell you that.
Yesterday, those who watch Instagram got under her shirt, but you're trying to get under her skin.
No, my wife will tell you that. And if you ask her when you want, we talked about Bad Bobby.
Yeah.
She made $56 million in 3 years.
I think she is having intercourse.
No, I don't think so.
I think she is.
I don't think so.
I am pretty positive.
I bet if you Google it.
Even if it's solo, I think she is doing things.
But you don't have to do that is what I'm saying.
Right.
But the money.
To make $56 million, I think you got to really, you know, give it your all.
You could make $5 million.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
That you want your wife. I would. No, that you would encourage her to be nude.
She's beautiful.
She is.
Oh,
she's
I got no
the
issues
best
with
person
that.
In the world.
I got no problems with
she's
that.
She's the mother of your children.
Yes.
You don't want her on OnlyFans.
There's a difference, Greg. Nobody's out there, you know, saying, go do this. She's beautiful. You know?
You're just saying if she came to you and said, hey, I really want to do this, you would say, okay.
I would say, sure. You know, how do you want to do it? Let's do a nice little classy, tasty, sexy. You know, we can make some good bread.
Wiggy's big on boudoir.
And you know what? If anything...
Oh, he's big on money. He's big on his wife going and getting naked to make him money.
And if anything, I'm the one that's telling the truth because the rest of the guys that say they would never do it are the ones lying. Those are the ones who are like, nah, I would never do it. But if somebody dropped a fat check in your lap, you'd be like, hey, babe, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Just take the top off. So stop with the lies. I'm being honest. When you got a beautiful woman, you got no problem showing her off. You know? Treat my baby like a Bentley.
Yep.
I want everybody to know, yeah, that's my vehicle. I drive it. It's beautiful.
Right.
When we go to Ernie Bach's luxury car salon, we're all enamored by the vehicles. And guess what? He's got a huge smile on his face because he knows everybody in that place is like, damn, he's lucky.
Oh, God. See, like, my dad just texts me and I don't even want to open it.
Yeah, see, that, now, if it's my daughter, that's a different story.
Well, see,
oh, God, it's
standard.
One line.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I would have an issue with that.
Of course. I would, too.
I'm sure he would.
Yes, I would, too.
Yep. No, I agree,
Dad. Tell him sometimes to not listen to the show.
Yeah. I try. Usually I'll text my mom and say, like, hey, just make sure Dad's doing something during this conversation because they listen on delay.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah. Like I said, is he
aware of what happened yesterday?
He is now.
Oh, damn.
He is now.
That's why if my daughter...
My mom knows.
I would never listen. My daughter was on the radio.
Yeah, but he loved this show before I came on.
I don't care how much I love that show. I'm not listening.
I think my dad does a very good job separating me on air from the daughter he has.
Yeah, but you're always going to be his little girl.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
If my daughter said, you know, I just think about doing OnlyFans, I'd be like, hell no. You moving back in the house and you got a curfew at 9 o'clock. And my wife's different. I look at her in a different way.
I understand you do. you look at her and you see a dollar sign on her, apparently.
Well, that's the way of the world now.
Yeah. I mean,
look at how we talk about this all the time. Women are dominating in every aspect.
Yep.
They dominate in hip-hop music. They're dominating.
Dominating hip-hop music.
Oh, yes, they do. It's about the woman nowadays. Okay. The women rappers are, you know, because they are embracing and they're willing to talk about their sexuality, show off their bodies, and they know that guys are dumb enough to pay them whatever.
I mean, talk about call her daddy. Alex Cooper started off talking like extremely explicit. Right. She doesn't really anymore. Now it's more interview style, but she just signed like $125 million contract with Spotify, or not Spotify, with Sirius.
Right.
Her last contract with Spotify was $60 million.
She's at the big bag now, yeah. So she can bring it back a little bit.
Yeah. Very close to the deal Ken Laird gave me.
It's so true.
So what you're saying is she used her sexuality to get herself some money, and right. Now she doesn't have to anymore.
Well, now she could pull
and
back.
So just to be clear, yeah. For those who are not completely grasping the full misogyny,
no, it's not misogyny.
I just want to make.
She's
make
very
it clear.
Talented.
Yeah, it's not misogyny.
She edits. She does everything.
It's part of what your assets are. If you are talented,
I think she probably has a talent.
Yes.
Right.
Her talents are not her assets.
Correct.
Physically.
No. But if you have a talent and people like you and you have the ability to use your looks to better that or take advantage of what you want to accomplish in life,
mm-hmm.
Why not do that? No one's saying she's not talented, but she knew, hey, this is a space that I can utilize to get in. Like the rappers,
yeah, she's smart.
Female rappers are talented, but they know if they rap and they use explicit lyrics, it's going to propel them.
Well, I would. You didn't ask, but I would follow your father's advice.
Yeah, I would never.
Not the advice of this one over here.
Yeah. All right.
Of this particular.
Yeah. Oh,
this
she was about to
here.
Do it. So
no,
stop.
I was not.
When she had the foot thing going on.
No, I need
she
to be
was
on, like,
there.
Foot finder.
You and Santa were there, so just be
no,
honest.
But feet are different than you know.
Listen,
other things.
You don't got to. I know your dad's listening, but you don't have to, like, you know, try to front with me.
No, I'm not.
You and Santa were like, ooh, we can make that much money? Guys willing to send me $500 for a foot photo?
Feet, yes. Yeah.
Right. Feet, yes.
Feet, yes.
Knockers, no.
No.
All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Sox had two games yesterday with the Blue Jays. Two opportunities to get a win. They dropped both. The first game ended in a 4-1 loss, and the second a 7-3 loss. Danny Jansen, however, was the first player in MLB history to play for two different teams in the same game.
That's five in a row, but who's keeping count?
Yeah.
Just the...
Yeah.
Quick five L's in a row for you.
Going
Red
the
Sox.
Wrong way.
Yeah. Another one with Toronto at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Joe Castiglione, and Lou Maloney all have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Some scheduling update for this afternoon. Jacoby Brissett will join Hart and Arcan at 3, and John Jones will join them at 4 p.m. And looking for a great night out? Every Thursday is trivia night at the Nines. Grab your team and head over to the bar for a great drink special. Six packs of bone-in wings for just $4.99 and a chance to win 99 gift cards and other great prizes. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 70 degrees and sun is shining in the city of Boston. The high today is 82.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.